mother is a friend of Ruach, Hot Davis. It also is the 773rd Yahrzeit of the Rambam. The Rambam's Yahrzeit is also on Hot Davis. Now the Shia will deal with the Indian of Malchus because of the posik in Lest Shabbos Sevre of the Yosir Shivet Mihuda, which is expressive of the halachas of Malchus in Jewry. Now, the parsha dealing with Malchus is in Dvorim, Chumash Dvorim, in the Sedra of Shiftim. Kisovi el oretz asher adishem lekecho neisin loch v'yirishto v'yoshavte bo v'yomarto osimo olay melech kechol agoyim asher svivoysoy sein tosim olecho melech asher yivcha adishem lekecho boy mikerev achecho tosim olecho melech luysucha losis olecho yishnochi asher lo yochicho. In the Gemara, in Sanhedrin, there is a machlekes tanoim as to whether minias melech is a rishus or it's a mit. A machlekes between Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Nechemye, Rabbi Neroye. So, the Gemara in Sanhedrin, Tafchof, says Omar Rav Yude, Omar Shmuel, Kolomo bi Parshas Melech, Melech Mutabe. The parsha in Shmuel that discusses the various things that a Melech can do. So Shmuel says that he's allowed to do it. Rav Omar Loinemro elo nemro parsha zu elayim aleyen. Shenema same tosim olecho melech. Shdimosi olecho. It's not that the melech al pedin has the prerogative of doing all these things mentioned, but Shmuel just advised them of what they will be facing. But many things that the melech will do might do that are not kedim, but he's not allowed. Now, there is a machlekes between the Rambam and Muki Yosef, how we pasken. The Rambam paskens like Shmuel, because Hilchasik is Shmuel Bidine, that kol ha'omer b'parshas melech in the parsha in Shmuel is melech mutabe. Then Muki Yosef and Idorim paskens like Rav, because Hilchasik Rav b'Yisure. Now, that's not our opinion. Then the Gemara says, Kitanoi. Rabbi Yisai Meir Kolomo with Parshas Melech Melech Mutabe. Rabbi Yudai Meir Lunema Parshazul Kedilayim Aliyan. Shenema Saint Tosim Olecho Melech Shetim Mosi Olecho. Vichino Yor Rabbi Yudai Meir Gimul Mitzes Nistavu Yisroel. Vichnisosom Loretz. Lehamid Lohem Melech Ulachizar Shalamolek Yulin Lebizabhiro. So according to Rabbi Yudai, Minias Melech is a mitzvah. It's not just a rishus. Reb Nemroye Meiro, Reb Nechemye Meiro, or perhaps both Reb Nechemye is mentioned here and Reb Nemroye. There are several Yosois. So Reb Nechemye Meiro, Lunemro Parshezu Elo Kenegetar Moso, Shenema Viomarto Simolai Melech. So there is a machlekes between Reb Yehuda and Reb Nechemye. According to Reb Yehuda, it's a mitzvah to be Mimane Melech. According to Reb Nechemye, it's not a mitzvah, on the contrary, it's a rishus, it's in the gedder of Lidibro Teiro Lekeneged Yitzhar Ara. The Torah made a concession. In other words, if the Jews want a melech, all right, but there is no mitzvah of being Mimane Melech. Now then the Gemara says, Tani, Reb Lezer Eimei Skenim Shebidei Kehegen Shoalu, Shenemar תנו לנו מלך לשופטינו, אבל המהורת שבוהן, קלקל, שנאמר והיינו גם אנחנו ככל, ככל הגוי, ושופטינו מלכינו ויוצאו לפני. So, there is a machlekes tanoim. How do we pasken in that machlekes. So in the first machlekes as to whether Koloma be Parshas Melech, in the parasha of Melech in Shmuel, Melech Mutabei or Melech Osabei. So there is a machleket between the Rambam and Mukiyesef as to whether we pass like Shmuel, the Kolomo Parshas Melech Melech Mutabei, or we pass like Rab, the Kolomo Parshas Melech Melech Osabei. The Rambam says we pass like Shmuel, the Mukiyesef Nidorim says we pass like Rab. In the other machlekes, so the Rambam and the Chinuch and the Smag, they all pass like Rabbi Yehuda, that it's a mitzvah to be Mane HaMelech. The Abba Benel, he in his, usually, he's just Mivoye, the Psukim in the Torah, but he doesn't pass. But here, he discusses this Indian in, at great length, and he passes like Rav Nechemya, like Rav Nechemya. And there's another Gerser, Rav Akiva says that, that it's not a mitzvah to be Manei Melech. And then, and Rabbi Bechai, and all the Eben Ezra and the Torah also says it's a reshus. And it's mashma, but this is the shita of the Halachas Dilos also, that it's a reshus, not a mitzvah. Rabbi Bechai, in his Perush and Chumash, so he passes like Rabbi Yehuda, that it's a mitzvah. But there is one fundamental difference between Rabbi Bechai's pshat in Rabbi Yehuda and the Rambam pshat in Rabbi Yehuda. And from the Sefer HaMitzvos of Rav Sadia Goyen, it's mashma that Rav Sadia Goyen agrees with Rabbi Bechai's shite, not the Rambam shite. Rabbi Bechai's shite is true. He says the Halacha is like Rabbi Yehuda, but and especially because it seems that Rabbi Yehuda also agrees with Rabbi Yehuda, because then the Gemara says, "Tanya Rabbi Yisaimia, Sholei Shmitzes Nistavu Yisrael Bechnesosan Loretz Lahamid LaMelech LaAchizari Shalamolei Gulivas LeBisaprire." So Rabbi Yehuda also says the same thing like Rabbi Yehuda, that Minu Melech is a mitzvah. So Rabbi Nebuchaye says that the Aloch is like Rabbi Yehuda, but he says that even according to Rabbi Yehuda, that it is a mitzvah. So it's not a mitzvah to be Mimana HaMelech, but because he deduces it from the psukim. Now the Torah says like this: Kisov el oretz asher adishem lekecho neisimov v'yirishto v'yoshavtepo v'yomarto simolai melech kechol agim asher svivayse. Same tosim alecho melech asher yivcha adishem lekecho boy mikerav achecho tosim alecho melech lo yisucha losis alecho yishnochi asher lo yochicho. Now the question arises: if these psukim are expressive of a mitzvah, not of a reshus, so that means that v'omarto simolai melech is a mitzvah, not v'omarto if you ask, if you demand the melech, but it means v'omarto thou shalt say, let us have a melech. So why does the Torah have to repeat again? So the chayim is already mentioned in Posik Yudalet. V'omarto simolai melech kechol agoyim asher v'voisai. Why again repeat same tosim alech melech? So Rabbi Mechaye says the mitzvah according to Rabbi Yehuda is that if the Jewish masses, the major part of the Jewish masses, the rov of Klal Yisrael, demand the melech, so kisovi lo eres asher adishem lekecho neitziloch v'yirishto v'yoshavta bo v'yomarto. And then if the Klal Yisrael will come to Beis Nagod and they'll say, Osim olai melech, we want him melech. In the same way as the Jews came to Shmuel Anovi and they demanded the melech. So then, if this is the case, that Klal Yisrael will demand the melech from Beis Nagod, then the Torah imposes an obligation upon Beis Nagod of being Mimana HaMelech. But it has to be Asher Yivcha Hashem Elokecha Boy. Same Tosim Alecha Melech. Asher Yivcha Hashem Elokecha Boy. So, and from Rav Sadia Goyen Sefer HaMitzvos, the whole Sefer HaMitzvos of Sadia Goyen is in the form of Ishia. But it's mashma from the Loshu of Rav Sadia Goyen Sefer HaMitzvos. Because he said, Ki Yitzudu Yisrael, Tosim Alecha Melech. In other words, it is only if the Jews will demand the melech, then there is a chayv. So in other words, so we have three shittas of Hashanim. One shittas of Hashanim is that we pass like Rav Nechemyeh, that Minu Melech is not a mitzvah, it's a reshus. Then the shita of the Rambam and the Chinuch, and the Ramban, it's mashma, that he passes like Rav Yude, and the smag, that it's a chayiv, and it's a chayiv. It's a chayiv under all circumstances. And then the shita of Rabbi Nebuchadnezzar and Rav Sadi Goyen, it is a mitzvah, but only if Klal Yisrael, or Rov of Klal Yisrael, demand the melech. Alright, these are the three shittas. Now let's see how the Rambam the Rambam says in Perek Aleph Milchas Melachim. The Rambam says in Perek Aleph Milchas Melachim. Halacha Aleph, Halacha Beis, Halacha Gimel. He says as follows. So Halacha Aleph, he says, Sholish Mitzvahs Nistavu Yisroel B'Shas Krisos Olorz. Liv Nisle Melech Shenema Seim Tosim Olecho Melech. Ulhach Zari Shal Amolek Shenema Timche Zecher Amolek. Viliv Nis Beis Abchire Shenema Lishichri Sidri Shu Boso Shom. Minu Melech Kedem Lemchemes Amolek. שנאמר רויסי שלח אחד השם ומשכח לו למלך את הולך ויקיס את המולק והחוס הזרע המולק קדמס לבין הבייס שנאמר וייקי יושר המלך בבייסי ועד השם הניח לי מסובב מכל איבוב ויימר המלך על נוס נענובי עונך יישי בבייס הרוזי מאחר שעקום הסמלך מצוו לא מולוי רוצו הקודש ברוך הוא כששוע לו מלך משמואל so the question is so why was Shmuel angry at the Jews for demanding a melech? They only demanded, they only asked to be mekayim a mitzvah. So the Rambam gives the answer. Lifi sheshoalu bitarumes. V'lo yishoalu likayim a mitzvah. Elo mipnei shekotsu bishmuel anov. Shenema kilo yoyischo moasu kimeisi moasu. So the Rambam says the reason as to why Shmuel anovi was so angry against the Jews was because they did not ask for a melech in order to be mekayim the mitzvah of Seim Tosim Lecho Melech. Their kavone was something else. Their kavone was something else. Now, this has to be explained. So, they didn't do it lishmo, all right? But a mitzvah, even when it's not lishmo, is still a mitzvah. Why was Shmuel Anovi so angry at them? All right, that will be explained later. Then the Rambam says, in Halacha Gimel, a ma'amidin melech b'tchilo elo al pi besdin shel shivim skenim v'al pi novi ki Yehoshua sheminu Moshe Rabbeinu b'izdine uchishol v'dovid sheminom Shmuel haramosi u'b'izdine. So the Rambam says that minu melech requires two prerequisites. First, beznagodl. Beznagodl has to be mimane a melech. And then a novi. It requires the consent, confirmation by the no, al pi adim. So it appears from the Lashon Rambam that both are miyakev, minu by bez nagodol and no. Now the Rambam. I just want to mention one thing in order to understand the pasuk. Now the question arises, that's very strange. According to Rabbi Yehuda, that Minu Melech is a mitzvah. Now, where is the mitzvah mentioned? Is it mentioned? So it's mentioned in the pasuk of Yomarto Simolai Melech. Now, so how can Rabbi Yehuda say Yomarto Simolai Melech Kichol Agoyim Asher Vivoisai that this is a mitzvah Is it conceivable that it's a mitzvah for Jews to appoint a Melech in order to be like the other nations of the world? That is inconceivable. So, Bishleime, if we say that it's a rishus, as Rabbi Chemia says, and in reality it is a concession to the human weakness, Mipnei Atarumes, as Rabbi Chemia says, then we can understand the Loshna Posik. Same to it's a concession. So we understand the expression but according to Rabbi Yehudah, that it's a mitzvah. So how is it conceivable that it's a mitzvah? That the Torah should tell us it's a mitzvah to be mani melech, to demand the melech in order to be like the other nations. That is the antithesis of the purpose of the whole Torah. So Rabbi Nuvadia Sforn was bothered by it, and he says the meaning of Marto Simalai Melech Kecholagim Asavivoisai means, in other words, because we had Sheftim, the Zman Sheftim, and he had the Melech. Now the Sheftim had the same power as the Melochim. What's the difference? What's the fundamental difference between the Sheftim, like Pinchos, Gidoin, so, and the Melochim? The Melochim. So the fundamental difference between the Sheftim and the Melochim consisted that the Melochim, so it was Birushi. It wasn't just that one was a Melech. Then, when he died, so his son became a Melech, and the grandson, and so on. Mashenkin the Sheftim, so Pinchos was a Shefet, Gideon was a Shefet, but when he died, so it wasn't inherited by his son, by Yerush. So this is the Pshat in the Posik, Rabbi Nevadia Sforn says. Kisobi alores Hashem lekecho neisin loch, v'yerishto v'yeshafto bo, v'yomarto osim alai melech, kichol agoyim asu v'yisai. In other words, just as among the goyim. So it is b'yerushe. So it is a mitzvah for the Jews also to have a melech that should be Beirush. I'm just explaining it in order to understand the meaning of this expression. All right, now, so I mentioned before that the Rambam says that there are two prerequisites. One is Bez Nagodol, and it has to be confirmed by Novi. So the Rambam is the Kashi. Now, this is, where is Novi mentioned? Because the Torah says, same tosim olecho melech asher yifchar adishem olekecho. Boy. Now, so the Sifri says, on that posik, asher yifchar adishem olekecho boy al pinovi. So the Ramban raises the question, now, if the halacha is that we must be novi, so how can the Torah say, the Novi certainly will not tell the Jews that they should appoint an Ishnochi. That's the question raised by the Ramban. So the Ramban says that the Pshat in the Sifri is when it says Asher Yifra Deshem Lekecho Boy Al Pi Novi is not that Novi is Miyaki. If there is a Novi, then there is a Chiyuv for Jews to be derish from the Novi. Who is the proper Melech? But, and if the Novi, and the, of course, so we are mechuyev to be derish from the Novi and act accordingly. But suppose there is no Novi, or suppose there is a Novi, but we don't get any response from the Novi, from Hashem. So then we can appoint a Melech even without a Novi. So the Ramban Shita is, so the Torah says, so the Pshat in the Posik, the Ramban says, if possible to be derish me Hashem from a Novi, so then you should do it. But suppose there is no Novi or there is no response, me HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the HaKadosh Baruch Hu does not reveal the Novi, who should be the Melech? So you can be Mimane, so Bez Nagodol can be Mimane anyway. Let's say in Bai Sheni there was no Nivui. So Bez Nagodol could be Mimane and Melech anyway. But But under no circumstances can you appoint enoch. Mikerev achecho tosim lecho melech. Yisuch halosis lecho nishnochi, ashaloi ochicho. So the Ramban shita is that the pshat in the Sefri, asher yifra adishem lekecho boi alpinovi, is not leikuve. It's only a mitzvah to be derish from the Navi. If possible. But if it's impossible, so there is no requirement of alpinovi. But the Rambam Shite is not like that. The Rambam Shite is that Novi is Miyaki. As the Rambam says, in Perikalev Melchis Melochim Alochi Gimu, Ein Mamidim Melah Bitchilo, Elo Alpi Bezden Shel Shivim Viskenim, Shel Shivim Viskenim, Valpi Novi, Ki Yoshua Sheminu Meishe Rabbeinu Beizdinei. Uchishol Vidovit Sheminu Mishmuel Aramosi Beizdinei. So Meshe Rabbeinu does the Novi, Ubiz Dinei, that's Bez Nagodl. And Shmuel does the Novi, Ubiz Dinei, that's Bez Nagodl. So Bez Nagodl and Novi is Miyaki. This is, so there is a machlekes between the Rambam and the Rambam. According to the Rambam, it's not Miyaki. According to the Rambam, it is Miyaki. Now, the question is raised against the Rambam. This is the first difficulty that we have to discuss. The Rambam in Perikei Milchas HaNeder and Aloche Alev, so he says, "E ma'amidin melech elo al pi bezden shel shivim vechol." He doesn't mention, no, just Bez Nagodl. So there seems to be an apparent stire between the Rambam in Perikei Alev Milchas Melochim, where he emphasizes it and spells it out explicitly that we must have Novi in addition, over and above Bez Nagodl, and the Rambam Pirkei Milchei Sanhedrin, where he says, "Ei mamidi melech olal pi bezden shel shivim v'yachut." Just, Ein Aleph, Bez Nagodl, but not no. All right, that's the first kushya against the Rambam. Now, I want to mention another Rambam. Now the Rambam says in Perikalev Milches Meloche, Haloche Ches, Novi Shehemid Melech Mishor Shifte Yisroi, Vihoyo Isei HaMelech Heilech Viderech HaToiro VaMitzvo, VinilCham Milcham Is Hashem, Hareze Melech Vichol Mitzvei Samalchus Neyagiz Boi. Aval pi, she nikar amalchus li David, v'yiyye mibonok melech. V'yiyye mibonok melech. Sh'ar yachiyo ashelayli, hemid yorobom, v'yomalei, v'hoyo im shomei atishma isa shakol atzaveko, u'bonisi lecho bayis nemon, kasha bonisi li David. V'yomalei achiyo v'livnoi etein shevet echot, limaneyoi sniyo li David avdi kol ayomim lifonai berushalayim. So the Rambam says that there can be a melech even if he's not Mishevet Yehuda and Mishpachas Beis David. From Shoshvot, but there is one difference. From Beis David, so it's Leil Mevoet. It's for all generations, ad infinitum. But if a melech is appointed Mishoshvot, the way Achiv Ashleini was Mimane, Yerovam Benevot as a Melech, so then it is not Leil Mevoet. But there can be a Melech. Now, it goes without saying, I mean, it's a logical Kal Vachemer, that according to the Rambam Shite, that Minu Melech, even from Beis David, requires two things. Bez Nagodl and no. So in other words, Bez Nagodl by itself is not enough to confer a status of a melech upon the appointee. But it must be appointed by Bez Nagodl, and this appointment must be confirmed by no. But suppose he is appointed by Bez Nagodl, not confirmed by Novi, so he doesn't have a chaliz di melech. Vice versa, if, let's say, he is appointed by Novi, but not by Bez Nagodl, So he doesn't have a chalais di melech either, because the Rambam says, "E ma'amidi melech b'tchilo p'bezni shal shivim b'skenim v'al p'inovi, ki yoshua sheminiu meishe rabbeinu b'zdinei." Do we need a bigger novi than meishe rabbeinu da adem kol amvi? Still, it was necessary that he should be nismane, that Yeshua had di melech. Because it's mentioned in the Posik, Kol Isha Sheyamre Espicho Mois Yumos. In other words, the Halacha of Merit B'Malchus Chayim Mise had application to Yeshua. So he had a Dimelech. So he only had a Dimelech because not only was it done with the consent of Novi, of the Andei Kol Anvim, but he was appointed by the Beis Din Shel Ayin Alef. The Beis Din Shel Ayin Alef. So if in respect to Yeshua, so he couldn't acquire his chalais din melech by virtue of the fact that he was appointed by the Novi, by the Adin Kol Anvim. But the only reason as to why he had the chalais shel melech was because, in addition to the consent of Novi, so there was also minu by Beis Din HaGadol, so it's illogical, kal v'chaymer ben bnei shel kal v'chaymer. That someone Mishor Shvati, not of Shevet Yehuda, who is not really adapted to Malchus at all. The Posik in last week's Sedra says, Lo Yoso Shevet Yehuda. So who is primarily adapted to Malchus? Shevet Yehuda. Mishpachas David. So if in respect to Mishpachas David, so there are two prerequisites, Alachas Kamo Bechamo, in respect to Shor Shvati, that Novi by itself shouldn't be enough, but it should require Beis Din HaGadol as well. And still, the Rambam says, in Perek Aleph Milchas Milochim, in Perek Aleph Milchas Milochim, Halacha Ches, Novi She'emid Melech Mishor Shivtei Yisrael, V'hoyo Yisei HaMelech Elir B'derech HaTeiro V'HaMitzvo, V'nilcha Milchomis Ad Hashem, Harei Ze Melech V'chol Mitzvis HaMalchus Ne'agiz Boi. Even Yehoshua would not have had the Din Melech without the Minu Beis Din HaGadol. So how can a Melech like Yerovam ben Nevot have a Din Melech without Minu Beis Din HaGadol? So that's the second difficulty that we are facing. Now, then there is a third stira in the Rambam. Now, I'm referring to the Rambam in Perush HaMishne, in Perik Aleph of Chrisus, and the first Mishne in Chrisus. So there the Gemara in Chrisus says that Melech ben Melech in Tzorech Mishich. Kein Godel ben Kein Godel Tzorech Mishich. Shem HaMishne. But Melech ben Melech does not require Mishich. So the Rambam in his Perush HaMishne and the first Perik of Chrisus and the first Mishne says as follows, Umalchei Beis David, Bilvat, Mutel Moschchom B'Shem HaMishne. Because if someone is Soch from the Shem HaMishne, Shem HaMishne is Shem Mishchas Kedesh, and that was prepared by Meshach Rabbeinu, and no other Shem HaMishne was used, Yishiyob HaMelech was given it. But all the Melochim and all the Kahanim dealing in Bais Rishon, who are nimshach with the Shem HaMishcho that was prepared by Meshach Rabbeinu. And if somebody uses the Shem HaMishcho in anointing Izar, so the Torah says there is a chiyuv kores. So the halacha is that you cannot use Shem HaMishcho except for one who is adapted for Shem HaMishcho. So, who is not Izar? Who is not Izar? Ligabi Shem HaMishcho. So, the Gemara says that King Godel is not Izar. Ligabi Shem HaMishcho. And there is a special aloche that Malchi Beis David are not considered Zorin. Ligabi Shem HaMishcho. So, Malchi Beis David, David HaMelech, was Nimshach B'Shem HaMishcho. But Malchi Yisrael cannot be Nimshach B'Shem HaMishcho. Now, we find in Melochim that Elisha was Meisheich Yehu, so the Gemara in Chrisus says, Elisha was Meshach Yehu with Shemna Farsman, Bolzer Boy, not the Shemna Mishra that was prepared, the Shemna Mishra Skedesh, that was prepared by Meshach Rabbeinu. And if, and the Gemara in Christ says, that if, let's say, somebody would use the Shemna Mishra an anointing, let's say, Melech Yisrael, let's say, Yehovim Benevot or Yehu, who had it in Melech, so he would be high of course. He would be male bikochim because the shemen is kadesh. The shemen mishchas kadesh. So, but there is a special halacha that malchei bizdovit have to be anointed with shemen mishcha. But even vis-a-vis malchei bizdovit, so only the one who is nischat, who is nismane, the very outset b'tchilo, like David HaMelech. Shleime was also nimshav shemen mishcha because there was a machlekes. But all the other malachim, let's say, Rechavom, also Yehoshaphat, all the Malchim is David, who became Elohim through Yerusha, so they did not require any Mishir. So this is what the Rambam says in Perush HaMishir, in Krisis. U'malchim is David bilvad, mutal limoshchom b'shemen HaMishchom, v'yeish bo zechiluk, v'hu she'David olav ha'sholeim, lifi she'nimshach b'shemen HaMishchom, ho yorohu limlucho. So he wasn't Isaac, לגבי מלוכו. כמו שהעיד לו יפוס הפסוקים, כמו שהעידו לו יפסוקים, וכל בונות אחרו, אף על פי, so, וכל בונות אחרו, אף על פי שלא יביא שמן המישהו. Only דוד המלך required שמן המישהו. But his descendants did not require שמן המישהו. מלך במלך, even of מלך ביס דוד, does not require שמן. ויאמרו מנולון, שימי שכין מלך במלך, יום הקרו, למען יריך יום עם הממלכתי, הוא בונו בקרב ישראל, מלמד שהמלוכו ירושו, היא, לבוני, אבו, אם נזדה, בוט, קיין גודל, בן קיין גודל, וקוויה שם המישהו. Then the Rambam continues, עם פירוש המישהו. אבו, אם נזדה מן שתהקטוטו ומריבו בין בני דוד, על איזה מהם, ימלך, הזהו איזה, suppose there is a machlekes. There are two factions in the Jewish people. Which one of the sons of Nedovit should be the melech? As at the time of Shlomo. So Adinio, and he had a great following. So he wanted to be melech. And there was another faction that said that David, that Shlomo has to be a melech. So if there is so true that melech b'melech does not require Shemna Mishcho, that's only if there is Shalom, if there is no Machlekes. But if there is a Machlekes, then even Melech B'Melech requires Mishich. Eizeme, which is in his damen, Avol in his damen, Shetei Ktoto Umrivo Ben Nidovi, Aleizemehem, Yimlei Chazeo Ize, Ve'achakach Iskimu Alechot Mehem, and then finally, the Jewish people decided upon one, Oy, Shenikri Ruacho Vorov. Let's say they didn't unanimously, the Jewish people didn't unanimously decide upon one, but the majority of the Jewish people decided upon one. So then, Oy, Minu Sanhedrin, or the Bez Nagodl decided to Mimane, one of them, Oy, Novi, or Inovi said, that as in the case of Shlomo, so the Novi, Nosna Novi said, that Shlomo has to be the Melech, not Adinio. Oy King Godel means Urim Bitumim. Beize Tzachi Yizdamei La'alis Amlucho B'yadechadme. Regardless of the situation, how one is determined as the Melech, whether it is through the unanimous decision of the whole Jewish people, or the majority of the Jewish people, or through the consent of Bez Nagodol, or through Inovi, or through Erin Tumim. So, Harizen Imshach B'Shemen HaMishro, Kidei Lissalei Kamei Rivo, Uli Hosir HaMachlikes Min HaMein, Kidei Sheyedu Shezehu Mashiach HaDishem, V'Yiru Mipono, and they should have respect for him. V'Arayu Al Zeh Sheneema B'Kerev Yisrael, Omru. So, Chazal say, בזמן שהשולם בישראל רוצה לימה, אוז אין צורך מלך במלך משיחו, אבל בזמן מלחומו, מוישהו. So this is the Gemara in Krisis, and the Gemara says that Melech b'Melech normally does not require Mashiachov, but if there is a Milchoma, there is a Machlekes, so then he requires Mashiachov. And what kind of Mashiachov? Mashiachov b'Shem and Mashiachov. Now, so Rashi says that the reason is why. If Melech b'Melech requires Mashiachov, if there is a Machlekes, if there are two factions in Israel, is because whenever there is a Machlekes, so but no Yerusha. So there is no Yerusha. When is there a din of Yerusha that if the Melech dies, so his son becomes the Melech, if there is no Machlekes, but if there is a Machlekes, then there is no Yerusha. This is how Rashi explains it. But from the Rambam, it's mashma that even if there is a Machlekes, there is still Yerusha. Now there is a Machlekes, so the halacha has to determine who should be the successor. Now the Rambam says that in Perik Aleph Mihilches Milochim Halacha Zayin Kishemamidin Hamelech Moishchinesei B'Shemen Hamishcho Shenema Vayikach Shmuel Espach Hashemen Vayitzak Al Reishi Vayishokeu. So incidentally, there is a machlekes between the Rambam and the Radak, because the Rambam mentions the posik in Shmuel in connection with the anointment of Shaul Hanovi. So, Vayikach Shmuel Espach Hashem and Vayotzak Al Reishi Vayishokeu. So that's mentioned in connection with Shaul HaMelech. Now, so the Rambam Shite is that Shaul HaMelech was Nimshach B'Shem Ramish, even though Shaul HaMelech was not from Malchus, from Shevet Yehuda, he was not Beis David, he was before David. So still, he required Mishiche with Shem HaMishcho. The Radak and that posik is chilik and the Rambam. So and Shmuel Aleph, chapter Yud, posik Aleph. Vayikach Shmuel Espach Hashemem Vayitzak Al Reishi Vayishokeyu Vayimer Halei Ki Mishochacho Ad Hashem Al Nachlosi Linogit. So the Radak says and posik Aleph. Lo hoyo ze Hashem en Amishcho, ki lo yushuchim imenu el amalchi bizdovit, avo Hashem en Amparsemen, hoyo, vi omar, shol vi yeyu shenim shechol bipach, li nim shechol malchusom, dovid ushloime shenim shechol bikeren, nim shechol malchusom. So we have a machlekes between the Rambam and the Radak as to whether the Mashiach of Shaul HaMelech was with Hashem en Amishcho, as the Rambam says, or it was with Hashem en Amparsemen, is the Radak says. Lifluk, the Radak is right. I mean, how he was like Malchi Yisrael Shaul. He was not from Malchi Bizdovit. So how could it be? There should be an Issachores. Still, the Rambam Shite is that Shaul HaMelech was Nimshach B'Shem HaMishcho. All right. Now, so then the Rambam proceeds. Kishemamidin HaMelech Meishchnesi B'Shem HaMishcho Shenema Vayikach Shmuel Espach HaShemen Vayitzek Al Reish Vayishokeyu Umiacha Shemeishchin HaMelech הרי זה זכר לא יאובונו בדלו, שהמלכוס ירושו, שנאמר לימן יאריך יומים על ממלכתי יאובונו בקרב ישראל, הניער בן קוטן משמרי לי המלוכו עד שיגדיר, כמי שעושו יהודו ליאוש, יהודו ליאוש, וכל הקדם בנחלו קדם לירושו סמלוכו, ואב בן הגודל קדם לקוטם ממנו. Suppose the Miller died, and there are two sons, one is older and one is younger, so the halacha in Yerusha is, in Yerusha of Schore, that the older succeeds to the schore of the father. Viloi hamalchus bilvad, elo kol haschoreis v'chol haminuim shebi Yisrael, Yerusha libnei ulben bnoi adelon, v'yihu sheyaben mimali mikimaveso b'chochmo v'yiro. Hoyo mimali b'yiro, af al pi sheini mimali b'chochmo, ma'amid neisei b'mkimovi v'umlamdi neisei. V'chol nishein b'yir ha-shamayim, af al pi shechochmo se mirubo, e mimali neisei liminu min haminuim shebi Yisrael. כיו שנמשר דוד זוכה בחס המלכוס, והרי המלכוס לא יובון הפסחורים עד אילום, שנאמר כי סחו ינוחין עד אילום. All right. So the Rambam says, if there are two sons, so the older one. So in other words, so the halacha determines who should be the Yeresh, whether this son or that son. So how could there be a machlekes? Still the Rambam, so in other words, the halacha determines, but unfortunately Jews many times act contrary to the din. So Memele Rashi Shita is right or not right, whether it's kedin or not kedin. If there is a machlekes, so then the Yerusha is but. The Yerusha is what? That's the reason as to why Melech ben Melech, even of Malchus, out of Malchus, Bis David, requires Mashiach b'shem Amishu. Why? Because if there is a Machlekes, so the Yerusha is bottle. So it's a new minu. Some Melech requires Mashiach. But the Rambam appears to be Chilik and Rashi. And the Rambam says in Pirush HaMishneh that the only reason as to why, if there is a Machlekes, so we have to be Mashiach ibn Melech ben Melech, is because we hose a machlekes. He doesn't say because Yerusha is bottle. So it seems that the Yerusha is not bottle. There is a aloche. Who should be the Yerush? So then the Rambam says, so we have to be Meshechim. Whom are we Meshech? So it all depends. If the whole Klal Yisrael decides upon one, so then he is Nimshech. If Rov of Klal Yisrael decides upon one, and the Miut is in favor of somebody else, so then the majority decides. And the Bezna Nagodl is Mimane, so that determines if the Novi says this one should be Melech, so that determines if the Urim V'Tumim says this one should be Melech, so the Urim V'Tumim determines. So we see from this Rambam that Novi by himself, Urim V'Tumim by itself, Bez Nagodl by itself can determine who should be Melech. But that is contrary to what the Rambam says in Perek Aleph Milchas Milochim. Haloche Gimu, Eimamidi Mela Bitrilo al Tibesni Shel Shivim Skenim Val Pinovi. So we need both. Ki Yeshua Sheminu Meisher Rabbeinu Bizdine. So that's the third difficulty that we are facing in the Rambam. In other words, there seems to be a stire between the Psak of the Rambam in Perek Aleph Milchas Milochim Haloche Gimu, where he explicitly says that Minu Melech requires two things. Minu by Bez Nagodol and confirmation by Novi, but Novi by himself is not enough. Bez Nagodol by itself is not enough. And from the Rambam Pirush HaMishneh, that either one can determine who should be the Melech. And we see another Chiddush in the Rambam, that not only Bez Nagodol is capable of deciding who should be a Melech, but Rov Yisrael. Now that is not difficult, because we see the Rambam in Hilchos Melochim says that what is Kibush Rabim? Kibush Rabim is if a certain Eretz was nearbash by Melech Yisrael al Pibez Nagot. So in other words, so in order to be Kibush Rabim, the Kibush has to be done with the approval of Bez Nagot. The Rambam in Perek Aleph Hilchos Trumei says, Izor Eretz Yisrael ze Oret she nearbash. So here, instead of Midas Bez Nagodol, he mentions Das Rev Yisrael. In Hilchos Melochim, he mentions Midas Das Bez Nagodol. And in Hilchos Trumei, he mentions Midas Rev Yisrael. So the question is, what constitutes Kibush Rabim? Das Rev Yisrael or Das Bez Nagodol? How is it that either or? The answer is, basically, essentially, in order to be considered Kibush Rabim, it has to be done, the Kibush has to be realized by Klal Yisrael. But that doesn't mean that the Klal Yisrael has to be engaged in the actual warfare. In other words, if the warfare was done with the consent of Klal Yisrael, so then it's Kibush Rabim. But, so the basic aloche is, Das Klal Yisrael. Rov Yisrael, so we apply, if there is Rov Yisrael, we apply the aloche of Kube Kikule. But it means Das Yisrael. But Bez Nagodol represents Das Kol Yisrael. The Das of Bez Nagodol is the equivalent of the Das of Kol Yisrael. As the Torah says, that they are the Skenim, are the Rosh Yom, Vishikreo. So in other words, they represent, the Skenim means Bez Nagodol. So Bez Nagodol, the Bez Nagodol represent Klal Yisrael. So Mimele, what is true of Kibush Rabim, that essentially Kibush Rabim is a Kibush that is realized with the consent of Klal Yisrael. But if it meets the approval of to be Mimane. So it's considered as if Klal Yisrael was Mimane. So we can understand as to why the Rambam mentions that if there is a Machlekes, so then it is determined who should be the Melech, either by the consent of Bez Nachodol or by the consent of Klal Yisrael. But the question is the stira between the Rambam in Perek Aleph Milchas Milochim Aloche Gimel, where he says that Melech requires both Das Bez Nagodol and Das Novi, and the Perush HaMishneh, it's mashma that either. Alright, this is the third difficulty that you have missed. Now, the fourth difficulty we are facing in the Rambam's Aloche in Perek Aleph Milchas Milochim, Aloche Ches that I mentioned before, namely the Aloche that Novi She'emit Melech Mishor Shifte Yisrael, V'hoyo Isei HaMelech Heiler B'derech HaTeiro V'HaMitzvot V'Nilcham Milchomis Adishem Harei Ze Melech V'Chol Mitzvah Samalchus Ne'agiz Bein Afal Pishe Iker HaMalchus L'Dovid V'Yiyem Ibon of Melech. So the Rambam says that Malchus Yisrael is not limited exclusively to Bizdavot. There can be Malchus even not Bizdavot. Even not Bizdavot. So the question is, the Rambam in Sefer HaMitzvahs, in Mitzvah, in the Rambam in Sefer HaMitzvahs, in Mitzvahs Loisese Shin Samach Veis, in discussing the love of Loisucha Losis Olecho Yish Nochi Asher Lo Yochicho. So the Rambam says in Mitzvah Shin Samach Veis, Hizironu Shelo Yilimne Yisoleinu Melech I Shelo Yiyeh Mizera Yisrael Af Al Pi She Yiyeh Gertzedek. It doesn't mean that he goy, even a Jew, but if he's a Ger, so it also comes within the law. V'yomrei Lo Yisucha Lo Yisolecho Yishnochi Asher Lo Yimeochicho V'loshin Sifri Lo Yisucha Lo Yisolecho Yishnochi Zu Mitzvah Lo Yisasei V'chein Shor Aminuyim Enimute Asher Nimne Oleinu B'inyem Me'inyonim Loi minu teiro ve loi minu malchus, I she yie mi kalgerim ad she tie ime mi Yisroel. Bi omrei, seim tosim olecho melech mi kerev ochicho tosim olecho. Omru, kol yisim ish ato meisim li yiel mi kerev ochicho. So that's the Gemara in Gdushin, the Gemara and in Yivomes, that not only malchus, minu of imelech comes within the love of Lushuchal, los yisolecho yishnochi, but any minu of Sroi, even Rishga Geruse. In other words, we are not allowed to appoint as the chief officer over the supply of water, a chief policeman over the supply of water. Yeah. So then the Rambam says, Omnom Hamalchus Livat, Kvo Yodato Misifre Hanivu, Shezocho Bodovit, Vichinzari Achro Vatsif Koladeris, Ein Melech, Limishe Yamin Tirasmeshe Adin Kolamvin. אלו מזרע שלמי לבד, וכל מי שהוא מזו הזה, הזרע הנרבות, לעניין מלכות, נוכי קרינבי, כמו שכל זרע אחר בלתי זרע ארן, לעניין זור קרינבי, וזה מבוי הרי סופי קרינבי. So the Rambam says, it's a double portion. There cannot be any doubt as to the veracity of this proposition. It's a big chidesh. The Rambam says that in vis-a-vis מלכות, so not only someone who is not of Jewish origin comes within the love of Yisuch HaLos Yisolechu Yishnochi, but every Jew, if he is not from Beis David, so vis-a-vis Malchus comes within the love of Yisuch HaLos Yisolechu Yishnochi. Because what does Nochi mean? Nochi doesn't mean Dafkei Goy. Nochi means someone who is alien, someone who is not raw. So vis-a-vis Sore, so every Jew who is of Jewish origin is not a Nochi, is not a Zah, Ligavi Sore, except if he's not of Jewish origin. But vis-a-vis Malchus, so every Jew is a Zah, except one Mishpacha, Mishpachas Bizdov. But anyone other than Bizdov is considered a Nochi, an alien, a Zah, Ligavi Malchus. So if one is Mimane, as Melech, someone who is not from Beis David, so he's even allowed the raise of Lisucha Losis Olechu Yishnoch. This is what the Rambam says. And the Rambam says, with so much certainty, that this is Nivuyar in Sofik, it's Idova Poshut. Now, the same concept is mentioned by the Rambam on last week's Sedra, on the Posik of Lo Yosu Shevet Mi Yehuda. Lo Yosu Shevet Mi Yehuda. So the Rambam says it, that says it in his Perush al Vok on the Posik. So he says, so the Ramban says, I mean, in Breshis, in Vayechi, he says it. And the Posik Lo Yosu Shevet Mi Yehuda, he says, Ein in Yonei Shal Yosu Leilom, Ki Kosu Vrilich Ad Shem Oisro Ves Malkecho Ashatokim Lecho, Goya Shal Yedato, Ato Vavisecho, Vineheim U Malkom Begeilo, Ein Lehem Oid Melech Visorim, Viyomim Rabi Mei Melech Biyisroel, Vaanovi Liyavtiach Es Yisroel Shal Yeichu Bishevi, Bishum Inyen, Vavushnim Lechalayim Yehuda. Avon Yonei Shal Yosu Shevet Mi Yehuda, this Ramban says in Parashat Vayechi, Shal Yosu Shevet Mi Yehuda, El Echod Meyecho, Ki Malchus Yisroel HaMeishel Aleyem Imenu Yiyeh, ואלוהים של אחד מאחו בולו. וכן לו יוסו, מחיקיק מרגלו, שכל מחיקיק בישראל השביעות את הבאס המלך מנו יהיה, כי הוא ימשל, ויצא בבכל ישראל, ולא יחס עם המלכוס, עד כי יובי בנוי, ולא ייקס כל העמים, to him is the obedience of all the עמים, לעשי בכל המקרצני, וזהו המושיח, כי השבט ירמס לדוביץ, שהוא המלך הראשי, אשר לא שבט מלכוס, ושילי הוא בנוי, אשר לא ייקס העמים, ולא יתוכן, מאמר רב אברום, שאומר שיהיה שילי דוד, כי לא יהיו ליהודו שבט קדם דוד, כאף על פי ששיפטי נרבו ונעשי בתחילו, אין שבט רק למלך ומשל, כי רכסיף שבט מישר, שבט מלכוסרו, שבט מישלי, שבט לימשל. והכוסוף הזה רומז, כי יעקו הבהים לך שבט יהודה עליך, והריש ליהודה הממשלו, על ישראל. והוא מה שאומר דוד, ויבחר עד השם לקי ישראל בי מכל בי סובי, לי יש למלך על ישראל אילום, כי ביהודו בוחר לנוגיד, הוא הביס יהודה בי סובי. ובני אובי בי רוצו להמליך על כל ישראל. דובי המלך סדת. ויומה לא יוסו, לירמס, כי אם לא יחשב את אחר על ישראל, אבל מאי שיוכל ליס ליהודו שבט מלכוס, לא יוסו ממנו על שבט אחר. So in other words, the Rambam points out that when Yaakov Avinu said in his blessing that he bestowed upon Yehudo, לא יוסו שבט מיהודו, he did not mean that Malchus will never depart from Yehudo. We know, I mean, we have been in Goles for such a long time, and there is no Malchus vested in Yehuda. But he means, as long as there is Malchus be Israel, so the Malchus should be vested in Yehuda. Not in any other shape. But, unfortunately, there are times when there is no Malchus in Israel. So this is what he says. And then he says, Vizehu shenema ke adishem leke Yisrael nos mamloch lidovid al Yisrael lo yulbonov adelon v'inyin shol hoyo. Oh, so the Ramban says that the minu of Shaul did not constitute a violation of the tzavoy of Yaakov Avinu. Why? Because that Yaakov Avinu said lo yoso shevet Yehuda, the scepter of royalty shall not depart from Yehuda. That means that the moment it became vested in Yehuda, it will not depart from him and be transferred to some other shevet. But at the time, Shaul was appointed melech, so the royalty had not as yet been vested in Yehuda. That was before them. So Memele, the appointment of Shaul as a melech was not repugnant to the tzavoy of Yaakov Avinu. This is what he says. Oh, so then the question arises, now, if we say that the posik of the tzavoy of Yaakov of the Yosef Shemet Yehuda applied even prior to the appointment of David, then we can understand as to why Shmuel Hanovi responded so unfavorably and so negatively towards the demand of the Israelites that they have a melech, because it was repugnant to the Savoy of Yaakovin. But now that the Ramban establishes the proposition that the Tzavoye of Yaakov Avinu applied only after royalty became vested in Yehuda. But prior to the time that royalty was vested in Yehuda, in David HaMelech, so the Tzavoye of Yosef Shevet Yehuda had no application. So why did Shmuel respond so unfavorably to the clamoring of the Israelites? So he says, V'inyin shol hoyo ki ba'avu shedvar sheila samalchus be'isahu nisa ve'itzel HaKadosh Baruch Hu לוירוצו להם לחליהם נשבת, אשר לא היה מלכוס, שלא יוסו ממנו ללומים, ואינו שם להם מלכוס שו, ולא זה רומס הכוסוף, שנאמר, אתל חומר הבא פי וקע בברוסי, שנוסו שלא יקצי לי, ולא חין לא קחו בברוסי, שנהרגו בונוך, ונפסיקו ממנו המלכוס, והויו כל זה מפני שויו שמואל שיפת ונובי, ולכי מחלמיסיהם על פי אדישם ומשיע איסון, ולא הויו להם נישי אומר הביומות, כמי שאומר להם, ואדישם לקיכם מלכיכם,
the same thing that the Rambam says.
So in other words, so the reason as to why Shmuel HaNovi was angry at the Jews was not because of Tzavoy of Yaakov. Tzavoy of Yaakov had no application at that moment. Because at that moment, royalty had not as yet become invested in David. But for a different reason, because after all, Shmuel, the Nevi Adishem, was their leader. So they shouldn't have asked for a new ruler. That's the reason as to why HaKadosh Baruch Hu was angry at the Israelites. Then he says, ולפיכוך לנוסן למלכו של קיומי, ומה שאומר הכוסוף, נזכל טוב לי שמה אותו סביס על השם הלקחו אשר ציפכו, כעתו היכן עד השם לסממלכתכו על ישראל עד אילום? So the question arises, now the Novi told Shmuel that the reason as to why he became divested of his own malchus was because he was chayiv. The implication being that if Shaul had not erred, if Shaul had not committed any sins, then Shaul's malchus would have continued. But how could we say, how could we even for a moment conceive that if Shaul had not sinned, then his malchus would have continued? But there is a tzavoye by Yaakov Avinu lo yoso shevet miYehuda. That means that Yehuda was destined to become the shevet of Malchus. So even without the averes committed by Shaul, the Malchus of Shaul was not destined to be lasting. That's the question raised by the Ramban. So the Ramban says, ומה אומר הקוסם נזכל טוב לשמע אותו סמיסה שמי לקחו אשר ציפכו כעתו היכי עד השמס ממלך תכל ישראל עד אילום שאם לא יחוטו because had shall not sinned היו ליזרי מלכוס בישראל לא יעל כולם ויזה טעם על ישראל אולי היו מלך על שבטי ימי על ביומים ואפריים ומנשה כי יהודו ואפריים כשני המומים נחשבו בישראל או יהיה מלך תחס יד מלך יהודו. If Shaul had not sinned, he still would not have been the melech al kol Yisrael. But then he would have remained as a melech over his own shvatim, over Shevet Yomim, over Ephraim, Menashe, and then David would have been the melech over the rest of Israel. But because of the chatoim that Shaul HaMelech committed, so the royalty was taken away from him completely, and he couldn't even remain in Melech over his own shvat. So in other words, so that means this Ramban implies that the Tzavoy of Yaakov Avinu only implies that anyone who is not from Shevet Yehuda cannot be a Melech over all of Israel. But someone who is from another Shevet could still be a Melech over part of Israel, as long as it's not over all of Israel. This is what the Ramban implies here. But then let's see what the Rambam says. And what the Ramban says. Ulfidaiti, hoyu hamlochim hamilchim al Yisroel mishor ha-shvotim, achri David, evri maldas aviem, umavirim nachlo. So all the malchi Yisroel, not achri ha-shoreini, achri ha-shoreini not, but the descendant, I'm sorry, not Yoram Belevot. He was appointed, he was Nismane by Achio Ashoreini, but the descendants of Yehovim Melibot. Not Yehu. Yehu was Nimshach by Novi, but the descendants of Yehu. So they all violated the Tzavoy of Yaakov Avin. So he says, Ufidaiti hoyo amlochim amilchim al Yisroel mishor ha-shvotim, achrei David evrim al da'as aviyem, umavirim nachlo, ve'im hoyo semchim al v'achio Ashoreini, ואומר ואין עזר הדוד למען זויס, אך לי כל היומים, וכאשר הריחו ישראל המליך עליהם מישור השבוטים, מלך אחר מלך, ולא יוחז להם על מלכוס יהודו, עוברו על צבוע סזוקי, ונענשו בהם, וכמישום הרישה, הם ממליכו ולא ימנן. In other words, true, HaKadosh Baruch Hu was Mimane Yehovah ben Nevot, but HaKadosh Baruch Hu was not Mimane the descendants of Yehovah ben Nevot. HaKadosh Baruch Hu was Mimane Yehu, but he was not Mimane the descendants of Yehu. So the descendants of Yehovah ben Nevot violated the Tzavoy of Yaakov Avinu. And then he says, V'zeho yo'ine shachashminoyim, shemolchu mibayisheni, ki hoyu chsidei elyon, v'ilmoleheim nishtakhu atiro v'amitzes mi'Yisrael, v'afal pikein en shu'enish godel, כארבע בני חשמינוי הזוקין החוסיד, המלכים זה החזה עם כל גבורוסם והצלוחוסם, נופלו בידיהם בחרב, והגיע העינש בסייף, והגיע העינש בסייף למה שאומרו הביסינו זכינו לברוכו, כל מן דאומה מביס חשמינוי כעסיני, עבדהו, שנכריסו כולם באובן הזה. So he says, the חשמינוי מו צדיקים, and they were מליס הנפש themselves for the Torah, for כלל ישראל, still they were ננש. Why were they ננש? Because they usurped Malchus, and they had no right of the din to assume Malchus, because Malchus is a prerogative of Bis David, of Shevet Yehuda. They were not of Shevet Yehuda. So they had no right to assume Malchus. And that was their inish. Aber kol zera matisyo, hachashmiyo yatzadik leovro lebavu zeh shemolchu vlo yom zera Yehuda. ומביס דוד, והסירו השבט והמחיקק לגמרי, והאין יש מידו כנגד מידו, שהמשיל הקדוש ברוך הוא עליהם אס עבדיהם. So then Hordes, the English was, that Hordes assumed the royalty. והם הכיסו. So in other words, so the Ramban says, that the Melochim, the Malchi Israel, not Yehovah, not Yehu, those who are Nismanim, but their descendants, so they had no right to have Malchus. Why? Because of the Tzavoy of Yaakov Avinu. Now, and it appears from the Ramban here that even though the Malchi Yisrael were not Melochim over all of Israel, because over Shevet Yehuda, so you had the Malchi Yehuda. So the descendants of Yehovah and of Yehu, they only ruled over the Aseres HaShvotim. They did not rule over Yehuda. So, even so, they acted contrary to the Tzavoy of Yaakov Avinu. So it appears from this Ramban that the Yisr, implicit in the Posik of Leosa Shevet Mehuder, applies even to a royalty over part of Klal Yisrael, not only to a royalty over all of Klal Yisrael, because the Malchi Yisrael in the time of the Bais Rishon never ruled over all of Klal Yisrael, only over part of Klal Yisrael, because there were always Malchi Bis David. But that seems to be saysayer where the Ramban said before that if Shaul had not sinned, so then. Shaul's Malchus would have lasted over part of Klal Yisrael. But the Yisr of Leosa Shevet Mehuda applies even to a Memsholeh over part of Klal Yisrael. V'horaye, the Malchi Yisrael did not rule over all the Shvati, only over some of the Shvati. So there seems to be a stirah. The answer is there is no stirah. You see, Shaul HaMelech was... We have to say that the Ramban agrees with the Rambam, and the Rambam agrees with the Rambam. Now, I just mentioned that the Rambam Sefer HaMitzvah says that vis-a-vis Malchus, so any Jew who is not from Malchus Bis David is considered a Nochi, and he comes within the love of Su, Luisucha, Loseis, Olecho, Ish Nochi, Ashaloi Meochich, Ashaloi Yochicho. So, where did the Rambam get that? Why does he say that? The answer is, now, we have to understand the Ramban also. The Ramban says that the Hashmonoim were Nenesh because they violated the Tzavoy of Yaakov Avinu. I mean, the Ramban doesn't say that Leosa Shevet Mehuda is a love of the Torah. After all, it's not a love of the Torah. If this was the Tzavoy of Yaakov Avinu. So it's not a love of the Torah. That was the bracha that Yaakov Avinu bestowed upon the children, upon Yehuda. Not that it was, but it's not a love. So what kind of Navira was it? What is it? The Navira of Kibudav? Because they violated Savoy of Yaakov Avinu. So the Pshat in the Rambam, and the Pshat in the Rambam is Hainach. In other words, the Rambam says that anyone who is not from Malchus Beis David, so comes within the love of Lisuch Halosis Alecho Ishnoch. Because vis-a-vis Malchus, anyone who is not from Shevet Yehuda is Enochi. Why do we say that? The answer is because of the Tzavoy of Yaakov Avinu. So because of the Tzavoy of Yaakov Avinu, of Leyoso Shevet Yehuda, now Yaakov Avinu certainly had the authority Mipi Hashem to declare the destiny, to determine the destiny of his children. So Yaakov Avinu in his broche, when he said to Yehuda, Loyoso Shevet Yehuda, he thereby declared that the destiny of Malch, that the destiny of Yehuda is to be the Shevet of Malchus. So Memele, at that point, any other Shevet became alien to Malchus. So as the result of the Tzavoy of Yaakov Avinu, everyone who is not from Shevet Yehuda, not from Beis David, became a Nochri vis-a-vis Malchus. So Memele, when the Ramban also means what the Rambam says, and the Rambam means what the Ramban says. So it's not the Aveira, there is no linkages there of Liosa Shevet Yehuda. Liosa Shevet Yehuda was a Tzavoy by Yaakov Avinu. That's not the love of the Torah. It's not even an Isarete. It's a Tzavoy Broche. But the Tzavoy, the Broche of Yaakov, that Yaakov Avinu bestowed upon Yehuda, his son Yehuda, determined the destiny of Yehuda vis-a-vis the other Shvati. So Memele, at that time, so everyone became Izar. But when did everyone become Izar? Only at the moment that Shevet Yehuda was chosen. When was Shevet Yehuda chosen as the Shevet of Malchus? Only the time of David. Prior to David, he was not chosen. So in other words, through the broche of Yaakov Avinu, it was destined that David HaMelech should be chosen as Melech David Yisrael Chai V'Kayom. What does it mean, Melech David Yisrael Chai V'Kayom? In other words, that his family possesses royalty at Seif Kol HaDeres. But prior to the moment that David HaMelech was chosen by HaKadosh Baruch Hu as the Melech Yisrael, for him, prior to the moment that David was Zeiche Bikesa Malchus at Seif Kol HaDeres, so then no other Shevet, no Jew was alien to Malchus. So at the time the Chol was appointed as a Melech, he was not Izar. He was not Izar. So Mimele, he was able, if Chol had not sinned, so then his Malchus could have lasted, could have continued over Shevet Binyamin, Ephraim, and Asher. But to continue over all of Klal Yisrael, that would have been inconsistent with Malchus Beis David. Ein shnei melachim mishtamshim b'kesarecha. Masha'in came to be melech over his own shvatim was not repugnant to the posik of loisucha losis olechu yishnochi asher lo yochichahu. Because when does a certain minu come within the love of Lisuch HaLosis Alecho Yishnochi only if at the time of the minu is alien? But at the time that Chol HaMelech was Nismane, he was not Izal Malchus. At that time, David HaMelech was not as yet chosen as the Melech Yisrael. So Memele did not come within the love of Lisuch HaLosis Alecho Yishnochi. And since he did not come within the love of the Sohlos Lachishnochi, so Memele Shol HaMelech could have been Zeiche for Yerusha, not only for himself, but for his descendants as well. But he could not have continued to be Melech over all Klal of Israel, because that would have negated the royalty of David HaMelech. But to continue as Melech over part of Klal Yisrael, over the Shvatim of Binyamin, Menashe and Ephraim, that was not repugnant to the pasuk of Vesucha Lo Tisalechu Ishnochi, because at the time of the Minu he was not in Ochi yet. Mashein Kain, the Malchi Yisrael, the descendants of Yerovam ben Nevat, and even though they themselves didn't rule over all of Klal Yisrael, but at the time they became Elohi, so they were already aliens. But Yerovam Nevat himself, Al Pi Adibu, was Nismane. So he was not a chet in that. He was a chet in many other things, but not in that. But the children of Yerovam Nevat, the descendants of Yerovam Nevat, were chet in. That's the Shittas of Rambam. But that's the Shittas of Rambam. And so we have to say that the Ramban Shitta and the Rambam Shitta is ein hach. In other words, one supplements the other. The Ramban says, just explains why anyone other than Mishpachas Beis David is considered an alien, Ligami Malchus, because of the Tzavoy of Yaakov Avinu. And but the Tzavoy of Yaakov Avinu does not constitute any Ezer. Does not consider Ezer, it's a Tzavoy of Yaakov Avinu. But since the Tzavoy of Yaakov Avinu determined the destiny of the Shevet Yehuda vis-a-vis the destiny of the other Shvatim, so Mimele, every other Shevet became alien to Malchus. Since he became alien to Malchus, so Mimele it comes within the posik of Vesucha Lo Tisalechu Ishnochi Asher Lo Yochicha. Anyway, I got off on a tangent in order to explain the Shita of the Ramban and the Shita of the Ramban. But the Ramban says that, I mean, the Ramban says in Sefer HaMitzvot, he says in Mitzvah Shin Samach Beis that everyone other than Beis David comes within the love of Lisucha Losi Solecho Yishnochi Ashalu Yochicho. So then the kashi is, and that's the fourth difficulty that we are facing. So then the kashi is how against the Rambam. So how can the Rambam say in Perik Aleph Miluches Milochi? In Perik Aleph Miluches Milochi, Halacha Ches, No Vishem Midmelech Mishor Shifti Yisrael, V'o Yoyse HaMelech Ile B'derech HaTeiro VaMitzvo, V'nilcham Milcham Nesad Hashem, Harei Zemelech, V'chol Mitzvah HaMalchus Neyages Bei, Afal Pishit HaMalchus Lidovi, Still is a Melech, V'yiyem Mibon of Melech, But there is a love there, I say. Luisucha los isolecho ishnochi. So what can we say? Einovi did it. Einovi can be eikir. Eidovam nator. Yes, Einovi can be eikir, Eidovam nator. But that means that the Novi can be eikir a certain love. So if the Novi comes, b'shem HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and says, now you appoint an ishnochi as your role. Even if he says, we should appoint a goy mamish. As our ruler. Even if he says, and if it's Chavim, we should point as a ruler. Lifishon. So then we have to listen. Elof Tishmon. We have to listen to him. Elof Tishmon. Because Yeshkiya B'yad Novi, like a Dovo, Limigda Milse, just as Elio, was Eker, the Isa of Shkut Echut, which is under ordinary circumstances, El Nisa Kores. But suppose a Novi will come and he'll say, for a period of 50 years, every get that is written Shaloi Mishmo should be kosher. So what will be his status? It will be Chayev Misef, this kind of Inovi. Even though he will say he's Inovi Asheka. Even though he says only for a period of 50 years, only for one day, all the Gittin that will be written on this day, on Friday, Chof Teves, Dov Shin Lamed Ches, should be kosher, even though it's Shaloi Mishmo, it will be Inovi Asheka. When do we say that Elof Tishmon, if Inovi says Lefisho, that we have to behave on the Torah, so he can be Eikeya, if the Novi will come and say, this woman, let's say a certain woman, received the get that is written Shaloi Lishmo. So the get is null and void, so she's still an Eishishish. But the Novi, Lefisho, will be Eikeya the Yisar of Eishishish. Then we have to listen. Chutzah Mizor, we cannot listen. But vis-a-vis the Yisar of Eishishish, Lysinov, so Inovi, has a keach to be a keach, Lifisho. So it's only if the Novi says, true, she's an Eishishish, but al pi adibu, I am a keach of the Yisar of Eishishish, the Yisar of Lysinov, Limigda Milse, just as Elio, who said, it is kochim chutz, It's not the Mokim HaMikdosh here where it was Makriv, but I make here the Yisrael of Shute Chutz that he can do. But Eliyahu could not say, because Al Pi Adishem, that for the time being, this part should be the Beis HaMikdosh. No. That he cannot do. Even if he show, he can only be a kira in Israel if he show. So if the Rambam said, Novi shetzivo, she echod rishon shifti Yisrael, yamei shel aleihem, v'yini yinagu bo, kovet, kiderach shele yagim kovet bimelech, in other words, and they should be mimanehim, they should be with the love of loisucha alos lachishnochi. Then we could understand. But the Rambam says, not that this Novi is Eikir Lefisho, the love of Lesucha Losis Olech Lishnochi. The Rambam says, Novi Shehem Id Melech Misho Shifti Yisrael, Vo Yoisei HaMelech Ilev Deh Hatir Vah Mitzvah, Vinil Chamul Chamis HaLishem, Hari Ze Melech Vechol Mitzvah Is Amol Chusnei Adizbei. In other words, he has it in Melech. Lichol Advorim. So it's like a Novi saying, this get that was written Shalom Lishmo should be Kosher Get. Just Lefisho. Should be Novi HaShekher. So here too, if you know me, if there is a love, the rise of Lesucha Losis Olecho Yishnoch, so maybe he should be in Novi HaShekher, if he says he is a Melech. Because in Novi HaShoy Lechadish Dobo. So obviously, so that is the sphere between what the Rambam says in Sefer HaMitzvot, in Mitzvah Shin Samach Veis, that anyone other than Shevet Yehudah than Mishpachas Bizdovit comes within the love of Lesucha Losis Olecho Yishnochi, and here he says that the Novi can be married someone who is not from Shevet Yehudah. So it is stira. That's the fourth difficulty that we are facing. Now, the fifth difficulty that I alluded to already is, what's the pshat in the Rambam? When the Rambam says that Minu Melech is a mitzvah, so the Rambam has the question, if Minu Melech is a mitzvah, so why was Shmuel HaNovi so angry at the Israelites when they demanded a Melech? The Rambam says, because they didn't do it because they were interested in the fulfillment of the mitzvah, but they just wanted to have a Melech. So the question is, so their chet was not so great. After all, suppose they wouldn't have asked for a Melech. So then they wouldn't be chaitim. And just because they asked for a Melech, and not lishmo, so they are more chaitim, they are more delinquent, than if they hadn't asked to be mekayim the mitzvah altogether. After all, a kima mitzvah yivim shaloi lishmo is also an inyan. It's much better than no kima mitzvah. So after all, they adhere to the chayv that is incumbent upon them. But they did not have the proper motivation. Why was Shmuel HaNovi so angry at him? Apparently, the appointment of Shaul as a melech under the circumstances of that situation, of that context, did not involve a chiyuv mitzvah of Sintas Melech for a certain. Right. These are the five difficulties that we face in the Rambam. Now, the Gemara in Krisa says that Melech ben Melech ein tzorech mishiche. Kein Godol ben Kein Godol, so requires mishiche. The question is why? Now we see that as far as Shem Ramishcho is concerned, so the use of Shem Ramishcho and Malche Bizdovit does not involve an East. So why is it that it only has to be used on King Godel ben King Godel, but not on Melech ben Melech? Now, we cannot say that the reason as to why Melech ben Melech does not require Mishiche is because Mishiche is only Shayach when a person has to be appointed. But Melech ben Melech, so he doesn't require any appointment. The king is dead, long live the king. Why? Because it goes automatically be Yerusha. So when the father king dies, so the Malchus automatically becomes vested in the son. So Memele doesn't require Mishiche. Mishiche is required only when there is a need of appointing him as Melech. So Melech b'Melech automatically becomes the successor to the throne of the father. So then we'll have to say, Be King Godol, there is no Yerushe. But the Rambam says that Yerushe applies to all Sforis, not only to Malchus. He says, "Umeachas Shemeshchin Amelech Hariz Zeicher Loyu Levon of Adelon Shamalchus Yerusha Shenemal Manyarich Yomim Alamlachte Hu Bono Bikerev Yisrael." And then he says, "Veloy Amalchus Bilvav Elo Kol Asforis VeKol Aminuim Sheb Yisrael Yerusha Libnoyu Ben Bnoy Adelon." So there is a Yerusha in all Sforis, and not only Sforis. The Rambam emphasizes. It's very remarkable that the Rambam was emphasized that there are two kinds of minuim. There is a minu of sore, and there is a minu not of sore, because he says, "Lo yamalchus bilvad elo kol asores v'chol aminuim shebi Yisrael Yerusha libnoi ubenoi." And the same thing is spelled out by the chinuch. The chinuch says, in Mitzvah Tov Tzadik Zayin. So he says, "V'lo yamalchus bilvad, elo kol asore sheim b'maise, oi b'shem, kovet min ha-shemes, ha-nirbodim, v'chol ha-minuim she-b'Yisroel b'irush el lodom." So he says, any union of kovet. In other words, sore, when Rishayim speak of sore, they mean any position or any office that involves the use of force. Sore really is an executive position where a person has the right to use force. Now, the Gemara says that we're not allowed to be mimani ger, even the rishgargere. What does it mean, rishgargere? Rishgargere means he's the chief officer of the water supply, and he has all the authority of deciding who can draw water from the well on Sunday, who can draw water for, let's say, on Monday. And if somebody violates the regulations, so that officer has the right to use force, to hit him, to put him in prison. I mean, to use kfiye, to use violence, to use force. Of course, it is justifiable force. So schore means anything that involves force. But suppose there is no halacha that a ger cannot be a rabbi Israel. If he's wrong to be a rabbi Israel, he can be a chief rabbi of Israel too. I mean, if he's wrong. Because why? Because this is not the kind of office that involves the use of force, but it's a minu of God. So, insofar as the love of Nisucha Losis Olechu Ishnochri is concerned, so it only applies to Schore. Schore means a position that involves the use of force, justifiable force. Force might backed by the highest concept of right, but it involves force. But in regard to the halacha of Yerushe, so Yerushe does not apply only to Sore, to a position that involves the use of force. Any union of office, any union of covet. As a matter of fact, Rabbi Kveger, in his Agoyes and Erech Haim, mentions a tshuva of Rishenim, that if someone has a chazoket throughout the years, that he gets maftir every Shabbos. In the days of the Rishenim, there were certain Jews who had the chazoke to get maftir every Shabbos. Every Shabbos they got maftir. Then his son Yarshus Detzchus. It's not his fault. It's nothing. There's no chalishem. It's just an in of covet. So even in regard to that, there is aloch of Yerusha. So that's why the Rambam says, "V'lo yamalchus bilvad elo kol asores v'chol aminuim shebi Yisrael Yerusha libnoi uben bnoi adelo." So there is Yerusha. We see that Yerusha applies not only to Malchus, it applies to all Sforis. It certainly applies to King Godol. There is a lot of Rambam in Kli HaMikdosh. The Rambam, I didn't put it in the Mar Mikemes, but the Rambam in Kli HaMikdosh says that there is Yerusha by King Godol too. So then the question of Isaiah is Monefshach. If there is Yerusha by King Godol, just as there is Yerusha by Melech, so how is it that King Godol being King Godol requires Mishiche, and Melech ben Melech does not require Mishiche? Obviously, there are two kinds of Yerusha. The Yerusha by Melech, there is a unique type of Yerusha that is best expressed by this maxim. I'm using that maxim because this maxim is declaratory of a certain halachim malchus. The king is dead, long live the king. In other words, there is automatic Yerusha. If the father, the melech, dies, so then the malchus becomes automatical, vested in the son. He doesn't require any minu. He doesn't require any minu. This is one kind of Yerusha. By other sores, there isn't that kind of Yerusha. This kind of Yerusha, of automatic Yerusha, applies only to melech. It doesn't apply to other sores. It doesn't apply to king. But by all Shore Shebeilom, and even Minuyim and Kovet Shebeilom, there is Aloch of Yerusha. That's only a schus that the son has to succeed to the office of the father. So if a king dies, and if the son is Ro, if he's not Ro, so call me Shein Beir HaShomayim, so Memeyoi Miman Neisim Uchum Shel Dobo Shebeilom. But if he's Ro, if he's Mali Mikim HaVesot, and even if he is not Mimale Mikim Aveisot Bichochmo, but if it is possible to teach him so that in the long run, after years, he will be Mimale Mikim Aveisot Bichochmo, so he also has his chus to succeed to the office, to the position of the father. But it's not, there is no automatic Yerusha. Where is the automatic Yerusha? Automatic Yerusha there is only in Malchus, not in Kunegdele, and not in any other sfor, in any other sfor. Now, it seems that the shittet, that according to the Rambam, so there are two aloches in Minu Melech. First of all, a Melech, so, has to be nismane by someone. If he's not nismane, miatzme, no one can become a Melech just in a vacuum. There has to be maise min. So there has to be a certain person or a certain body that has to be Mimani. So who is that body or that person who can be Mimani, who is capable of being Mimani and Melech? Klal Yisrael. Klal Yisrael represents that body that can be Mimani. Mimele, Beznagot, who is representative of Klal Yisrael, also has the capacity, is capable of being Mimani and Melech. Beznagot. Novi, also, is capable. That's one of the Dina Ator. Not because Elof Tishmo. Elof Tishmo, of course, if a Novi tells us we should treat someone as a ruler, so we have to treat him as a ruler, but that doesn't mean that he has a Dimelech. Elof Tishmo, so we have to do what the Novi tells us. But one of the Dina Ator is that just as Beznagodl is capable of being Mimane, someone as a Melech, and Klal Yisrael is capable of being Mimane, someone as a Melech, so a Novi is also capable. Where is that aloha mentioned? That's one of the Atayot. In this posik. Say tosim alecho melech asher yivchar ad ishem lekecho boy. So the Ramban says, since the Torah uses the Loshin asher yivchar, that God will HaKadosh Baruch Hu choose, so memele, that implies, Asher yivchar Hashem lekecho boy, ki hu yivchar velo yato. In other words, so this expression implies that the Novi is a beifer. He is capable. That's one of the Dina Ator, that the Novi is capable of being Mimane Melech. So one of the Dina Ator is that Klal Yisrael can be Mimane, in the same way Beznagodl can be Mimane. And one of the Dina Ator is that the Novi can be a Mimane. And that is implicit in the expression Asher Yivchar Ad Hashem Lekecho Boy, Shehu Abeicher V'lo Yato. A Novi can be a Beicher. That's one thing. Then, now we have to understand the Psuki, according to the Rambam. The Rambam's Paschas like Rabbi Yehuda. And the Rambam Paschas like Rabbi Yehuda, that Minu Melech is a Mitzvah. So Bishleimer, Rabbeinu Bechaye, he also paskens like Rabbi Yude, and Rav Sadia Goyen, he also paskens like Rabbi Yude, that Minu Melech is a mitzvah. But they say it's a mitzvah only if Klal Yisrael demands it. Then we can understand the psuki. Kisovel Ores Hashem Lekecho Neisim Loch V'Yerishto V'Shtavtebo V'Yomar To'osim Ola Melech L'Aglash V'Yisai. If there is a demand by you, by Klal Yisrael, to appoint a Melech who will have Miluchet,